Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Reyna Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol REYG and on the OTCQB under the symbol REYGF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Michael Wood. Now we are going to be discussing some recent drill results from the company's flagship La Gloria project in Mexico. The company has a 10,000-meter drill program underway, and the initial results were released last week, April 20th. 8 holes totaling 710 meters. There is already a discovery made here called the Los Amarillas vein. The headline number of almost 8 meters of almost 4 grams per ton gold, all very close to surface. Michael, take us through these initial results and this initial discovery, please.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. Great to be here. And yeah, great to get out some initial results. And as you say, it's really just a snippet, just 710 meters of this initial phase one, 10,000. The team was delighted with what we got back. We showed good mineralization from surface, both in the breccia zone and on a quartz vein. So that's, you know, the initial target that we're looking for here, building up good mineralization close to surface. You know, these are heap leach deposits on the trend. So if you get good mineralization close to surface, you know, very economic deposits. So look, we had two main targets for these initial 8 holes. One was extensions of the known breccia in what we call the big pit. And we got that. We got the extension northeast into particularly an interesting part of property where we're drilling now in El Sombrero, where we got, yeah, like you say, basically 8 meters of 4 grams per ton from surface. And we also got an extension of a continuous hole of 30.6 meters of 0.5 from surface. And then a bit of a break, and then about 8 meters lower, another 2 meters of 0.5. So great to be showing, you know, extensions of this known breccia. It's definitely what was the core, the historic work, and great the team's already showing extensions. And then, yeah, excitingly, we made the discovery of the Las Amarillas vein down in Pico Verde. The team has now tracked it for about 280 meters of surface. It's a vein that comes to surface. And drill holes 7 and 8 were designed to hit the vein about 40 meters from surface. And both intercepted good mineralization, 8.6 grams and 4.1 grams. So very happy with these initial holes. Drilling is ongoing. You know, now we've done 18 holes in total, about 2,500 meters of drilling. We've outlined the first 36 holes, and the situation is we're just getting more and more targets. You know, we're very excited about what we found down at Las Amarillas. We believe we will identify more veining down in this part of property. But we're also really excited about what's going on in El Sombrero. So already we're starting to get to a position where, you know, we've got to prioritize where we want the drill rig. But up in El Sombrero, you know, we're really excited about these three veins we've identified, basically directly north of the main zone, running on the northwest-southeast trend. And we're drilling there now. We initially intended to put in 4 holes to this part of property, but from the work done at surface and some initial sample results back, we've increased that to 14 holes. So very excited about this part of property and looking forward to getting back some results from this initial drilling at El Sombrero, in addition to the final 6 holes from the southern part of the main zone.
Well, Michael, you know, you mentioned that it's a polymetallic deposit. I mean, you've got gold, silver, and copper intercepts in some of these drill holes. Would you walk people through, just from a high level, the polymetallic nature of this deposit and how you think things may develop as you look at both the breccia zone and some of these quartz veins?
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, it's great to be finding the polymetallic nature of the deposit, which, you know, we didn't fully understand when we started drilling or sampling to this extent. You know, the previous work was mainly just gold. So it's great to be finding, yeah, basically copper, silver, lead, zinc, as well as gold. You know, now the geological team is saying the fact we've got these 5 metals shows we've got multiple phases of mineralization occurred on this part of property. And they're comfortable to say at least 3 phases of mineralization have occurred to have those 5 metals. So, you know, we got a surface sample of 0.56% copper at surface in El Sombrero. That's, you know, really great copper grade. Adding that into, you know, a gram of gold and 40-50 grams of silver, then you're starting to get a very interesting polymetallic deposit. This is in main zone in El Sombrero. We'll see if we start to find polymetallic in different parts of the property as well. But yeah, definitely a positive development, guys, from that aspect. You know, we weren't expecting such high grade copper and silver on the project.
So, Michael, you have already outlined here some other targets that the company is drilling. And when we chatted most recently, you mentioned that there are 11 areas, all pretty much all will be tested. These results are from the main zone. I understand it's a 10,000 meter program, but will you have time within this 10,000 meters? That sounds like it's all very much discovery focused to get back on to this Los Amarillos vein and get some more drilling done there?
Yeah, we definitely will, Curry. And I think we'll assess maybe later in the year, kind of September time, maybe we'll assess bringing on a second rig to speed up. I think by then we're going to have so many targets. We already have a lot of targets. We might need to bring on a second rig. So we definitely want to get down to La Quintas West San Pedro, which is on the trend from our Sombrero main zone, but southeast down towards El Chinare. We've got a lot of targets there. The team's identifying similar veining at surface running northwest, southeast, up directed towards El Sombrero main zone, which is where we're finding also veining running northwest, southeast. And then further north of that, northwest again, we're doing work on the ground, finding veining again running northwest, southeast up at Republicana. So, it's a developing trend, this stretch around the kind of western regional fault line. We're finding a lot of veining at surface and a very good sign. In this part of Mexico, a lot of deposits are based around veins and veinlets. And to be finding so much veins at surface on the same trend is definitely a very positive development. And yeah, we'll give us a bit of a headache in prioritizing drill targets, but it's a good headache to have.
Well, Michael, could you also just share with listeners about how deep you are drilling for some of these holes? I know it's discovery drilling, so it's probably a little more shallow, but how far down are you going in depth? And then what's the width of the vein thus far that you've been hitting?
Yeah, so in depth, we're going down about 100 meters. In El Sombrero now, this is virgin territory for drilling. We're going a bit deeper to understand better the structures, and we're drilling about 200 meters in these initial holes. But on average, we drilled about 100 meters in main zone. We'll assess, the team's very reactive to the core. We're assessing the core as it comes out. If we're still in an interesting structure, we keep drilling and vice versa. So on average, about 100, Chad, but we're kind of flexible depending on what we're seeing. And then, yeah, the structure of veining, this Esmeraldas vein is kind of, we hit 0.5, 0.6, not substantially wide at 40 meters from surface. But this is a polymetallic, basically vertical vein. We really expect it's going to get thicker, heavier depth. That's definitely what we want to go back and hit it. Probably we'll go back and hit it about 100 meters from surface next time. And as mentioned, we're hitting a lot of veinlets around it as well, which we also believe will expand at surface. And then the whole veining structure, will hopefully expand in grade and width as we go deeper. The stuff in El Sombrero, we're getting some reasonable intercepts at surface, some channel samples, kind of a meter and a half. So, we think this is maybe a bit thicker than the Las Amarillas. But, really want to see from these initial drill holes we're putting into it, the kind of width we're hitting, on the drilling. But, definitely a good indication that we're getting veining systems, we're finding the main veins and then we're finding a vein system around it, veinlets, which is a good sign to be seeing at this stage and so close to surface.
So, Michael, it is still early on here, but are there any other assets close by to La Gloria or really any other properties that you guys are using kind of as a barometer for what's possible here?
Yeah, good question, Corey. I mean, definitely El Chinare, we've hired a geologist that worked there, knew the property well, and, that's definitely something we've kind of used as a guide. And I don't know, El Chinare was a 1.7 million ounce discovery. It was a bulk tonnage, kind of low grade, low strip ratio heap leach deposit. I mean, the grade was, I think, 0.66. They had a cutoff of 0.12, and their strip ratio was something like 2.8. And, it was a very economic mine. So definitely we're looking for similar kind of footprint. It's closer surface. And then, then you've got the monster deposit, La Herradura, just up the road, the biggest gold mine in Mexico. That goes down a lot deeper. I think a lot more exploration work was done by Fresnillo there. And they've got an open pit that's 1.1 kilometers. So they're the two major mines that we're focused on. We've hired geologists from both of the mines, so we have good insight into what's happened there. And definitely, yeah, we're kind of trying to follow in their footsteps.
Well, Michael, in addition to it being a polymetallic deposit with multiple metals, there's also that coarse grain gold. Could you maybe speak to why that's important to investors as far as how you'll be looking at future drilling and how you may even look at assaying the future drilling because of the coarse grain nature of the gold?
Yeah, good question, Shady, and thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, there's definitely something we've learned, from this initial drilling. El Chinare was a very coarse grain gold deposit, as is La Herradura and a lot of other deposits, not only in northwestern Mexico, but also in Arizona, Nevada, California. So, yeah, we've learned that about the deposit, and we are now assessing whether, we use slightly different assaying techniques to deal with the coarse grain nature of the gold. So, yeah, that's something we're looking into and might change the assay process slightly going forward.
Okay, Michael, I think that covers these initial drill results. It sounds like pretty consistent drill results will be coming. So we'll follow up on the back of those drill results. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Michael regarding these drill results or the ongoing program, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Michael, thank you for your time, and please keep us up to date on future news.
Yeah, great, guys. Thanks for having me. Chat soon.